This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. 19-year-old Carmelo Anthony is now being housed in strict isolation, entirely separated from the general inmate population at the Collin County Jail. This major development comes immediately following his conviction and subsequent 35-year prison sentencing on Tuesday for the brutal murder of 17-year-old Austin Metcalf. A representative for the Collin County Sheriff's Office detention facility confirmed that Anthony is indeed separated from the general population, stating explicitly that jailers are focused on ensuring the safety and security of all inmates. However, the representative declined to comment on the specific underlying reasons why Anthony requires isolated housing at this time. He will ultimately be transferred to a Texas state prison to serve out his multi-decade sentence, though officials have not yet provided an exact timeline for that transfer from county lockup. A jury in McKinney, Texas, required just 3 hours of deliberation to return a guilty verdict. The tragedy unfolded in April of 2025 when Anthony walked into a rival high school's tent during a track meet, sparking an altercation that culminated in the fatal stabbing of Metcalf. Collin County Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Elizabeth Ventura provided emotional and graphic testimony during the trial, describing how the sheer force of the knife attack left a large, gaping wound that directly pierced Metcalf's heart. Anthony's defense team argued that the teenager acted in self-defense during the altercation. However, prosecutors shattered that narrative by highlighting that the victim, Austin Metcalf, was completely unarmed, while Anthony brought a knife into the confrontation. Although Anthony was only 17 years old at the time of the killing, Texas law permitted prosecutors to try him as an adult. Though Judge Roach allowed the jury the option to consider a lesser charge of manslaughter, which would have capped the sentence at 20 years, the jury rejected it, aligning with the prosecution's pursuit of a full murder conviction. His youth did protect him from facing the death penalty under the law, but prosecutors pushed hard for a severe sentence. Following the sentencing, Collin County District Attorney Greg Willis held a press conference to express gratitude toward the community, specifically praising the young people who stepped forward to testify.
We thank all the parents and their brave kids who did the right thing. Despite the trauma of witnessing the senseless murder at a school track meet, they cooperated fully and testified truthfully. Their courage was essential to securing justice in this case.
District Attorney Willis made it clear that without the immense bravery of those student witnesses, securing a murder conviction would have been an uphill battle. He extended his thoughts to the victim's family before delivering a stark warning to anyone bringing violence into local schools.
This verdict sends a clear message. Violence like this won't be tolerated in our Collin County community, and we remain committed to protecting our schools and standing with victims and their families.
Following those powerful statements from the prosecution, Anthony awaits his permanent prison assignment in total isolation. More crime and justice news after this. Next, we turn to Arizona, where a massive manhunt is underway, prompting authorities to clarify rumors surrounding a separate, high-profile disappearance. The Pima County Sheriff's Department is urgently requesting the public's assistance in tracking down 40-year-old Coral Michelle Smith. Smith is actively wanted in connection with a violent kidnapping and assault incident that took place on May 29th near the intersection of La Chola Boulevard and River Road in Tucson. According to the county's Crime Stoppers affiliate, 88 Crime, the underlying incident involved a terrifying assault with a deadly weapon. Investigators state that Smith allegedly abducted and assaulted an unnamed female victim near the 5400 block of North San Joaquin, an isolated dirt road characterized by small residential homes and a horse barn. While that female victim has fortunately been located safely by law enforcement, Smith remains at large. Because of the location of the assault, speculation rapidly spread online linking Smith to another major investigation. The site of Smith's alleged crime sits just 6.8 miles, about a 15-minute drive west, from the home of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie, who mysteriously vanished earlier this year on February 1st. However, a spokesperson for the Pima County Sheriff's Department firmly put those rumors to rest Wednesday morning, confirming to local outlets that this case is completely unconnected to the ongoing Guthrie investigation. No suspects have been publicly identified in Guthrie's suspected abduction, though authorities continue to search for an average-built man, standing between 5 feet 9 and 5 feet 10 inches tall, who was captured on Guthrie's front doorstep via Nest camera video. The Guthrie family continues to plead for answers, offering a combined reward of more than $1.2 million for information, directing tips to 1-800-CALL-FBI. Meanwhile, the search for Coral Michelle Smith intensifies. Local reports indicate that Smith utilizes multiple aliases, including Coral Albright and Under the Sea Smith, and has served multiple prior stints in prison. Her extensive criminal record includes a 2020 kidnapping charge that was ultimately dismissed, though she was convicted of residential robbery in that same case, which involved a victim under the age of 15. Authorities describe Smith as 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighing approximately 136 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes. She is highly recognizable by several distinct tattoos, including a smiley face and a heart on her right ankle, a burning rose with flames on her right foot, and the phrase, "Love, Life, Family," inked on her left leg. Law enforcement warns the public absolutely not to approach or attempt to detain Smith if spotted, but to call 911 immediately. A $1,000 reward is being offered for information leading to her arrest through Tucson's 88 Crime Hotline at 1-520-882-7463. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.